Jay Beanstock and Kevin Harris of Mark Burnett Productions are back in town. They come in to review assignments for the second season of The Apprentice. I can't discuss these with you now, but it looks like we're in for another exciting series. I have a comfortable rapport with all of Mark's people, and it's a productive meeting. We'll be shooting an intro scene at the Statue of Liberty next week, provided we can get clearance in these days of heightened security. 2:30 p.m. I returned several calls that came in during the meeting. We are still debating which ballroom chair design we will use in Palos Verdes, home of Trump National Golf Club, Los Angeles, and several chairs have been brought in and lined up in my office to view and think about. There's a spectacular ballroom at the clubhouse for formal events. I'll keep the chairs in my office for a few days to see how they sit with me. The wrong chairs will ruin the entire room. In fact, I'd better see a few more, and I ask that a total of 8 styles be brought in. This ballroom has apparently become the number one choice for weddings, and it is booked far, far in advance. Norma keeps my calendar straight, which has become an even greater challenge these days than ever before. She comes in to update me about the week's important events, board meetings, and so forth. She also tells me of humorous calls. This morning, we had an Al Pacino impersonator call to talk to me, a call which almost got to my office until Al asked one of my assistants for her phone number. And we received another check for $250,000 from someone who will pay to work here, a phenomenon that has occurred several times in the past few months. If we thought we received a lot of mail and calls before The Apprentice, we were right. We did. But we now have 10 times that amount, and we are doing our best to keep up with it. However, if it takes a longer time to hear back from us, you'll know why. 3 p.m. Jason Greenblatt comes in to go over a few things, and Bernie Diamond, general counsel, comes in to discuss licensing issues. My legal team is kept extremely busy, and they are conscientious about keeping me informed. Even George Ross, with his commitment of time to The Apprentice, has managed to keep up with all the new developments we've encountered as we deal with territory more familiar to a production company than a property management organization. I think we've all enjoyed the new challenges, and no one here can ever complain of boredom. Dan Roth of Fortune magazine calls in to discuss the positive buzz his cover article about me has generated. The article is titled, "The Trophy Life." You think Donald Trump's hit reality show is a circus? Spend a few weeks watching him work. People are always surprised at how hard I work, which I have to say surprises me, because I don't consider it work, but rather fun. 3:30 p.m. Jeff Zucker of NBC calls, and we discuss the incredible ratings the final episode of The Apprentice generated. Close to 41 million viewers watched. These were stunning numbers for a new show or an old show, and I'm proud of it. If I'm going to do something, no matter what it is, I want it to be great. There have been nearly 1 million applications received for the second season of The Apprentice, which is close to 5 times more than for the first season. NBC and I are looking forward to the new season. A reporter calls in to verify that I offered to pay for Troy's education on Larry King Live. Troy was on The Apprentice and has a lot of smarts, but not much education. He's a good example of someone who deserves the best, which includes great schooling. Guys like Troy make America great. 3:45 p.m. The next call is a good one. This contractor is so full of it that I hang up on him. Until he comes to his senses, which I think will take at least a few days considering what I've just heard, I won't be taking his calls. Instead, I call Ron Barron for some levity. 4 p.m. My pilot, Mike Donovan, calls in. The most important thing to consider when you have your own 727 is the right pilot to go with it. And I have been very lucky to have Mike. What is it about Mondays? Here's another contractor who is totally out of his mind. If today were April Fool's Day, I could manage these idiot calls, but it isn't. And this next call gets a well-deserved slam into the receiver.